As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Y'all, thank you so much for all of the incredible and amazing reviews. Keely, we talk about it at the end of the podcast. We sing you another song. We hope you're not mad at us.
Are you mad at us, Keely? We're a little bit worried about it.
Allie and I have both been separately spiraling out about this, and we discovered
I've been checking the comments on the reel we posted, and you haven't commented on it, and so I was wondering, did we hurt your feelings? Because if we did, Keely, I will give myself a spanking and take that video down.
Yes.
I will.
I know you will, Allie. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll fly to L.A. and give Everett a spanking, too.
Allie will touch my butt.
And not a sexy one.
Not a sexy one. So you just let Allie, let us know. I've been bad.
Just let us know if I need to
spank
get
my
spanking
butt.
Hand to spanking.
Because Allie's my couple partner, and we don't have sex. So
I am.
Nothing we do
we
is
don't.
Sexual.
But when either one of us is bad,
you better believe the hammer's coming down. Allie.
Anyways, y'all, there's a little trigger warning.
There's a lot of trigger warnings. Are you kidding me? This episode is a bomb.
It's unhinged.
It's a minefield. Trigger. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I put my foot in my mouth. I realized something at a wrong time. We're talking about getting donged down. Do not listen.
We're talking about getting donged down a lot. eating coochie, popping pimples.
I'm so sorry I tried to make that joke. I'm so sorry.
And trigger warning, just like a little bit of sexual assault. Just a smidge.
Just a smidge. Sorry about that. Sounds like... Hey, I'm sorry about that.
I'm like, let's keep it in, because it's very funny.
Okay.
It's like, I know what you're trying to do now, right now, but...
Well, I was like, this isn't funny to begin with, and then I was trying to be like, oh no, oh god. I spiraled out, like I spiraled out about Keely. I said, shit, I fucked up. Keely again. I'm sorry, my friend. Okay, y'all, if you are in Vermont, I will be headlining the Vermont Comedy Club March 8th and 9th. That is a Friday and Saturday. Check the Vermont Comedy Club website. It is going to be really fun. And then March 10th, I will be headlining Zany's in Chicago. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be really fun. If you're in Chicago, please come out. Bert Haas, I don't think, runs Zany's Chicago anymore. He can kiss my ass. It's taken me... 12 years to finally get booked at Zany's. We've talked shit about this club before with Bert Haas, where he would only book females and non-male comics Tuesdays at 5 p.m. So Bert Haas, if you're listening to me, suck my ass, you piece of shit. And then I'm also going to be teaching some classes if you are in Vermont on March 9th. I'm not very good at promoting myself or keeping it succinct. March 9th, I will also be teaching a stand-up and meditation workshop before my headlining show. And if you're in LA, I am teaching classes Saturdays, March 2nd, not March 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. I think I got the dates wrong, but it's Saturdays in March except for the 9th, 12:30 to 2:30, $50 a class. If you're a gay wad, hit me up. I'll give you a discount. It's cheaper with the bundle.
Nice. So proud of you, friend.
I'm
really hustling there.
I have a job, bitch. Trigger warning.
I gotcha. And I will be a part of the Knockout Festival in New York on March 4th at 10 p.m. at Stand Up New York. I'll be doing a show as part of the festival.
Congrats, my friend. So come check that out. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Well, my friends.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to Y'all Gay, giving it a thumbs up. We appreciate the love and the support. And we're going to ask for it again. We need those reviews.
We need some reviews, okay? We need some follows. We need some likes,
Getting the industry Guys, has did you hear me? Foot on our necks.
Yeah. The industry called and they were like, y'all need more reviews. And we were like,
we'll ask again. Man. We don't even know how to figure out ad placement. I really hope some ads go in the middle of like some gnarly stuff we talk about today.
Some insane shit. Yeah, that'd be really funny.
Well, anyways.
All right, Gay Wads, we love you.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
I'm hangry, man, but I got an Instapot going right now. Let me tell you, my friend, I got half an onion, a bag of frozen peas, seven different types of beans. I got some corn. I got some odd flavors. I have some Trader Joe's spicy carbonara sauce. I threw that in that bitch,
what
too.
What the fuck is some odd flavors?
I'm about to get sick. I stay sick.
I mean, this could be the best thing you've ever made, or could be diarrhea, but you know, either way,
your best.
That's what my dad always says all the time. I'll be like, Daddy, like, why would you do that? And he'd be like, I can't help it. I'm doing the best I can. He says that all the time.
Sometimes that's all you can do. It's the best you can do. And sometimes the best you can do is just not enough.
Do the best you can. And sometimes it is not enough.
It is not enough.
Sometimes you do your best and you really fall short.
And you're like, this is my best. And that feels bad to know. My best has fallen short. Hey, Allie, I'm sorry. I tried my best.
Well,
yeah.
You still fucked up.
Okay, but you still have to fire me. You fire me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead again.
Hey, I know I didn't get all these vital reports to you in time and the patient died, but I really was trying my best.
Well, maybe you could say that to the patient's family, okay? Who had to sit there and watch as she gurgled milk because you gave that woman way too much milk, even though you know she was addicted.
I didn't know that she was that addicted to milk. I read all the reports, and she kept begging me for milk, and I had half a cup. I just gave her half a cup of whole milk. I was trying to be kind.
I mean, yeah, but you let her taste it, and then, you know, she's asking neighbors for milk. She's doing everything she can to get milk.
That's right.
She has a real problem.
And
she drank so much, she drowned.
I know, I feel bad.
And that's on you.
She got a taste of the milk.
So you're saying you did your best.
I did my
best. Your very best.
I didn't realize the ramifications of my actions. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was milk. Yeah. And she said she was having a hard time sleeping. And I said, let me boil up you a cup of milk. And I didn't know it would.
And now she's dead. Wow, we nailed that.
Yeah. Okay, let me fire you.
Okay, great.
Fraulein?
Yes?
Do you know why I brought you in here today?
Because I stole your underwear again?
No, 9.
I kicked that duck?
9. Encouraged, in fact.
Is it because I told your husband I want to eat pancakes off his buttocks?
9. Encouraged. I would like, my husband wants pancakes eaten off of his assholes all the time, and I want him to enjoy that. So that's not the problem. The problem is that today you had to run a mile in 7.5 minutes, and you ran it in 23. Was that your very best?
It was.
This is not a trick question.
Yes, I felt proud because I was running and I made it. I made it to the end. And so I was proud of myself.
Well, guess what?
And I knew I did my best.
You did your best, but your best was not enough. And unfortunately.
And I'm not very athletic, but I'm great.
Fraulein! You're fired.
Sorry.
Fraulein?
Here.
Baby, I did my best.
Did my best, honey.
Baby, come here. Give me a kiss, baby. I tried.
What else you want from me? What else you want from me? Did my best.
If you ain't want me here, what do you want? What you want? What do you want from me?
What do you want? It's this, right? It's this.
It's this? Hey, suddenly I'm the problem? I'm the problem? Oh, wait. I tried my best. I guess I should just go kiss my best days of them.
Do you think if I did this long enough, my face really could get stuck like this?
Hey, if you think I gave it my best like this, you think my face would just be stuck like this?
Let me just show you the side angle.
Hey, babe, is it because I look like a snapping turtle right quick? Listeners, we'll put it online.
snapping turtles will get your ass now.
They will. I tried my best, baby. Come here. Come here. Give me a kiss. Come on now. Baby, I tried my best, baby.
You get any closer to me, I'm getting out my snapping turtle. He's going to
Baby, why are you being this way, baby? I done did my best. I
well,
said
your
I
best
was.
Ain't good enough. And it's over.
Baby, don't say that now. Come on, baby.
I already talked to my mom, and she said, you got to move out.
I ain't want to live here anyway, baby. Come on now. Don't put me in that truck. Don't put me back in the truck, baby.
Well, the sex is really good.
Dog, I've been having good sex.
Great for you, dog.
Sorry, my dog.
I've been at the Great Wolf Lodge.
I've been the Great Wolf Lodge. I've been the Great Wolf at the lodge. Oh!
Nice.
Yeah, it's been nasty.
Nasty.
I think maybe it should be a Patreon episode.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering when you first said it. I was like, wow, okay, we're going there.
Well, maybe I should be more brave. Maybe I should be brave and speak my truth. Maybe I should speak my truth that I'm getting fucked three ways to Sunday. And I've never been fucked before. A little bit. I'm getting capital.
Like you went all the way now. This isn't, we're not just fingers here. Ever.
I know. Full moon is rising, baby.
You dirty dong lover.
Dude. I've been getting donged down. It's a new experience for me. Because y'all, I don't like being gone down on. I don't like things inside of me. Fingers are dongs. Dildongs. And it's not a big one. It's like a little baby one. Not a baby dong, but it's like a little little dong. I tell you what, man. I've been missing out.
Little dong never hurt.
A little dong never hurt no one. I couldn't form a sentence. You know, you see those like cartoons and they're like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to say, let's go out and have a good day. And I just couldn't, I could only speak the vowels. I've never.
But can you come just from the penetration?
Well, I would be interested and curious to know if that would be true, but I I will have rolling orgasms. So
wow.
Yeah, it's a talent of mine. I could just come. Nice. I get going, I'm gone. And the second or third time that I was coming, I was getting donged in.
Nice.
It was. I'm like, damn, I've been missing out. And I was like, well, it makes me feel less masculine, or it makes me feel like weird about my mm-hmm. gender. And like, I didn't like to acknowledge. And it feels like a confrontation or confront that I have a vagina, but it still felt mm-hmm. masculine. So that was nice. Because I was like, not just like, okay. Wow, okay, I guess I'm getting fucked. It was like, nice. Dude, it was nice, man. I've been waiting to tell you this. I know you're at the Great Wolf Lodge, but damn, buddy.
I've been at the Great Wolf Lodge. I've not there anymore.
Back at Barb's. Doing my best, but it ain't good enough. I'm back at Barb's, baby.
Barb's, baby.
I'm getting donged down on my back at Barb's. I'm doing my best, baby. I'm getting dong down. I'm getting dong down in the down under, baby. Hey, can I tell you something? Oh, keep going before I forget. No, keep singing. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. I'm getting dong down in a...
I got dong down by my friend named Jen. I thought she was a 5. Turns out she's a 10. And that found that out when she put the dong in.
Some people got the dog in them. I got the dong in.
Dong.
Dong. Mm-hmm.
Some people have the music in them.
I got dong. The dong. I got all the dong on here. Me. I got the dong in me. I think right now I might get mm-hmm. one of those dong that it's like a strap-on dong, but it's you're in it. It's in you while yes. you're in someone else. Wow.
I used to have one of those.
Pleasurable or chaotic?
So it's hard to like keep it in both people.
Yeah, see I'm trying to figure out the logistics, so maybe I'll just put the little one in me.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm wearing.
But you know what? I've never used a double-ended dildo and I really
want that's what I'm talking about. Like it looks like a little hook.
But first, I gotta find somebody that like wants to go get a coffee. First, I gotta get somebody to agree to a cappuccino.
Hey, man. Very good, Allie. Good one.
And then hopefully we can get double.
It's Valentine's Day, and my couple partner is out on a walk, and I wanted to get dong down because we're not exclusive. And we've gotten permission to sleep with other people from a couple partner's mother.
Oh, Deb.
Deb.
Oh, my God. Mama sent me the funniest Valentine's Day present.
Oh, yeah?
So I get this thing from Amazon, and I'm like, what the hell? I didn't order anything. And I have got to find this real quick. I open it up. And it's just like a little, it has like lavender on the outside, a little candle.
That's so nice.
And it's mom's message for me was, will you be my Valentine, baby girl? # heart, 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 heart from mama. And then I was like, oh, well, that was nice. I'll open the candle later. I have a show. And then I was like, I just thought it was just like a nice candle. And then I opened the candle later and the candle has printed on it this. Dear daughter, thanks for being my daughter. If I had a different daughter, I would punch her in the face and go find you. Love you forever.
Did your mom write that or was that on the candle?
Might have just found it.
Found it. She make it on Jib Jab?
She would. She's been making Bradley a lot of jib jabs.
She would. That's great. Oh, before I forget, I forget now. So I signed up for that Dawson Naturalist. So I give you a park ranger.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I'm taking a park ranger course.
Getting donged on Valentine's the trail.
Dong down here. Somebody was getting donged on the trail. Dude, so we're on this Valentine's Day walk. And I've been meaning to go back on this path. And it's like a little hike, but it's just around the nature center. It's not really a hike. It's a walk. And we were encouraged to go. This guy, Hiker Bob, looked like Santa, problematic. Mm. He said some problematic things. We're going for a walk. He's talking about all the different birds and bushes, which I'm enjoying. And it's on this like little kid's walk, like a little path that's got like a little nature map. I look down and on this trail, first I was like, is that a kitchen utensil? A massive butt plug.
Wow.
Massive. Not as, and not like, oh, that's a prop butt plug, but like somebody's good butt plug was just on this trail. I'm like, somebody got donged down on this trail.
What does the
I'm going to take a picture of it.
Do exactly.
I think there are different plugs.
Oh. I like the ones that, like, they,
I mean, you can move it.
And it looks like a horse tail coming out. You seen them?
Now, have you used?
No,
you
I
used
never have, but that's the only way I would stick something in my butt if I got to make a prank out of it. Other than, I have no interest.
I pranked you. Yeah, you could stick that thing up my butt as long as I could just pretend to be an animal.
The amount of, like.
A new thing for hobby horsing, huh? This is a new.
Yeah, like when I used to sleep with guys, sometimes they would try to do that, and I would just start screaming, "Wrong hole, wrong hole," and then nobody asked me to marry them.
Somebody recently thought I was trying to stick it in the butthole.
Yeah,
and I was like, I would ask. I just need you to roll over.
So they thought. You were, like, sneakily?
I'm not trying to.
Trying to.
And to be fair, guys, it does seem like something really? I would do, try to sneak it in a butthole.
No.
So to be fair, but no, I would never do that. You got to prep for that.
What?
I've only done it,
what
like, once.
What did you do exactly?
You have to prep. Well,
butt
I had
plugs?
The, I had two little plugs.
Okay, butt plug.
One was like a little beaded, yeah, but with beads. Mm-hmm. The beads got bigger. Stuck that up my butt. And obviously it's a butt plug, but it's got beads. Mm-hmm. So you're, and it's kind of like this like silicone thing. So you're supposed to like pull it in and out, but I hated it because it was like, am I pooping? What is this? Am I pooping? Help me. And it didn't feel good. And I was like, maybe if it was like hitting
Do
a
we
prostate,
have a,
I don't
we
know.
Don't have a problem.
And the other one was like the size of a pinky. And okay. That one was just in my butt for a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, that is, that beads, that don't sound great. That don't sound fun to me.
I thought it was going to be fun. I'm going to be honest. I thought the beads would feel somewhat pleasurable. And I do find it interesting that I would rather get fucked in the butt besides dong down. And now I'm like, how come I'll take it in the butt, but not in the puss?
Everywhere.
But now I'm taking it.
Wow.
Oof. I've been missing out. Everywhere.
I
took MDMA. Shit just opened up, man. Allie. This was supposed to be my moment.
I was just trying to relate.
This was supposed to... Well, I was trying to be wild, and now I learn you're sticking your own finger up your butt.
A couple times. Tell you why I did it. It was not.
It wasn't
for
sex stuff, or was it to get stuff out?
Yeah.
Were you constipated?
Had to loosen it up.
I think medically, that's what you're supposed to do.
I remember my grandma used to do it.
Ha, 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 The one that held snakes? What, your snake charming grandma you would stick her own finger up her butt? Yeah, that
she had a,
tracks.
A snake in one hand, a finger up her ass in the.
That snake would just go up there with a flashlight sometimes.
She would always
it
be
on
like,
out.
I can feel the Lord in me. And we'd be like, that's your finger.
Dang, man. Well, did it work for
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Cleared it right out, huh? So tell me about the Great Wolf Lodge.
Well, we had a howling good time, as we always do. For those that don't know, the Great Wolf Lodge is, it's Six Flags type of people. You know, it's Great America type people. Lot of fam. It's
now
all
for
families.
Someone like me.
And
could you explain what that means? I've never been. I've only been to Six Flags once mm-hmm. when I was in fourth or fifth grade. And I've never been to Disneyland, and I've never been to Great Wolf. When you say Great America type people.
What do I mean?
What do you mean?
So, Great.
Fraulein?
Great America type people, they won't pay to have their teeth fixed,
showered.
But they will pay $40 for a 1 foot cup that you can refill all day at Six Flags.
That's saving money, bitch.
And they'll wear it as a necklace.
Dude, I got a big gulp thing from 7-Eleven. It holds 100 fluid ounces.
Great.
So, yeah, I think I understand the investment. So, you're at Great Wolf.
Yeah, we did.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled B-A-B-B-E-L .com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
And then what happened?
So my first flight got canceled because of snowstorm. And then I get in, they pick me up at the airport. We go straight to the Great Wolf Lodge and check into our room. We go do the magic quest. He has the time of his life. Like, it's so exhausting, but so much fun. Like, just to watch, just to know you've made somebody that happy, like. It's so nice. Mm-hmm.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything.
To watch you walk away with that ass.
Just having the sweetest moment. yeah, so we did that. My big birthday present for Bradley. It was a birthday and Christmas present because I was too broke at Christmas. I gave him $100 for the arcade. And he got to spend that in the arcade. And he got 5,000 tickets. That's a lot of tickets.
That's a lot, right? Tickets.
And I was so proud of him. He was picking out prizes and looking at all the prizes and what he was going to get. And he started picking out stuff for the kids I babysit.
Now that's a thoughtful person.
It was so thoughtful. It was really funny, though. Like, everyone at the Great Wolf Lodge that worked there, they were like, I think we remember you. And I was like, yeah, most people do.
You probably do remember
most people remember us. We're pretty memorable.
Yeah, you're going to remember Brad.
Brad's gotten back into watching the movie Bad Grandpa.
I did see that Instagram
Bad
story.
Bad Grandpa is a Johnny Knoxville prank movie, and it is very explicit and very vulgar. And there's this point where the bad grandpa goes up to like a vending machine and puts his penis in there and it sucks his penis up and it starts like falling backwards and stuff. And Bradley, every time he watches that, he'll start going, "Never, ever put your penis in a machine." Like, he's really learned a lesson. And so today he was watching it and our friend Bobby Condon, Brad starts going, "Girl, I got to let Bobby know." And I was like, "What do you need to let Bobby know?" He's like, "Never to stick his penis in a machine." And I was like, I love that he's the first person you thought of.
Yeah, because Bobby Condon would stick his penis in a machine.
See, that's what I thought too.
Bobby Condon
made sure to mention, since I posted that little video on Instagram, he posted another one and said he wanted to make it very clear that he never has done that. Sure.
Right. But if you have to make it very clear.
Okay, Bobby.
Sure, Bobby. You've never stuck in your penis. Okay, Bobby. Okay, Bobby. You've never stuck in your penis in a vending machine, Bobby. Okay, Bobby.
Yeah, so we've been having a good old time.
Sticking your wieners in vending machines again, huh? Well, guess what? You ain't sticking that wiener here. I'm not getting dicked down by that vending machine wiener.
I ain't getting donged down by no vending machine wiener. If your dong's been within, you know, 1 foot of Cheetos, I'm not interested.
Cheryl Lynn.
Yes, Becky May.
I think Bobby's been sticking his penis in the vending machine.
Becky May. You know he's had a problem with this since childhood.
Well, I do, because I saw him. I saw him at the Texaco.
It's part of his OCD.
I know, he just whipped that thing out and he was like, "Don't tell Cheryl Ann." And I was like, "Cheryl Ann is my best friend.
Yes, I am.
If I see Cheryl Ann's husband sticking his dong in a vending machine, I hate to let you know in such a public place this.
You know we've
but if it were my husband.
Around this certain subject.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I do remember.
And he promised me that it was never going to
And it wasn't again. Even... Well, it was at the laundromat, too, so it wasn't even the name brand stuff. Oh. He's getting his donged real dirty. He's not even doing it for name brand lace.
Like, and you know what? He does not even realize he sticks his dong in those vending machines, and his dong gets so nasty, he comes back home. What do I get?
Mm-hmm.
Bacterial vaginosis.
He wants to stick vaginosis. I have that.
Too.
I had that when I've had it too, honey. Let me tell you, in my early to mid-20s, I had no idea what was going on. Turns out these pH balances did not match. She was also sleeping with a bunch of men at the same time as me.
Which one was
that? I was getting
Oh, okay.
My first one. I was getting a lot of residual.
A lot of residual dong.
Yeah, I was getting residual dong. I was getting.
Look.
Yeah, I had been. I call bacterial vaginosis my residual dong. Have you ever been residual donged? Well, you slept with men, so you've been getting residual of everything.
I've gotten it all, man.
You've even given yourself.
I have. That's true.
Residual donged.
I used to have a list somewhere.
What are you doing now?
I used to write a list like once a year to try to keep up with how many people I had slept with.
Dude, that is so cool.
Thank you.
I think I've only slept with like not
but
very many.
Like you would like I remember looking at the list one time and I was like, And it was like club guy.
Bobby Condon.
Like, no names. There's quite a few with just no names.
Club guy.
Just descriptor.
Comedy club guy or club guy?
Oh, there are a lot of comedy club guys, but like dancing club guy. And then what was it for one? Was there was club guy.
Sounds like generic names for a script.
Yeah, there were, oh man, lots of them. Lots of them. Yeah.
Anyone memorable sticking out?
Names?
Besides club guy or experiences?
Wow, I've had a lot of experiences. Oof. Oh, I told
well,
you.
Don't
I think
trouble
I told
yourself.
You this thing I used to do. Or no. Okay. You know
so,
what?
Allie, right now, is we're both getting real close to the computer.
I may not have said this on the podcast. Now that I'm thinking, I think I might have said this at a show that is called We Still
okay.
Like You, where you say some of the most horrible things you've ever done,
okay.
And then people, everybody screams, We Still Like You. Well, I used to do this thing with my high school boyfriend. Like, he loved eating my pussy. Like, loved it. Like, sometimes I'd be like, God, or like, let's do some homework.
And you were, like, 15 and he was 37?
No.
That guy?
I was, like, 16 and he was 19 or 20. We're still in high school, though. Yeah, he took it.
Oh, okay.
To graduate. but
I'm sorry I teased so lightly about that trauma. And I apologize.
About which one?
Didn't you have someone that was like way older?
Well,
I wish I could just backtrack and shut the fuck up.
Ever didn't realize that they're talking about the man that raped me when I was 13. All right, moving on. So, I was like, hold on.
My face is red. My face is red. My face is red.
Yes, he was a lot older. He was my babysitter.
I'm sorry.
His name's Andrew Stantle. I can't find him anywhere, and he's the worst person ever. If anybody knows him, go punch him in his stupid face.
Andrew what?
Stantle.
Okay. Fuck you, Andrew Stantle. Someone's got to know him. Y'all are on the internet. Y'all figure out where he's at, and y'all figure out where he's at. We can't endorse yes. harm.
So
your high school boyfriend loved
he loved to do it, like to the point where sometimes I'd be like, God, again. And
honestly, this is a new experience for me, so I'm like, God, again?
Yeah.
okay, go ahead.
But he would get these blackheads down around his
Allie.
Penis area. And
mm-mm.
I like to pop pimples. So we would do like 69 style, but he would be eating me out and I would be popping his blackheads.
You're a sick fuck. You're sick.
We still like you.
Wow. And he didn't notice that you were just...
Oh no, that was part of the deal.
Popping away? Oh my God. No. Trying to hide Allie.
Mm-mm. That was part of the deal. Sure. You can... Sure, you can eat. But
No.
I'm gonna pop.
No. You look so smug right now.
Can you? Wow. I mean, my pussy must taste so good. Like, to be like, I'm totally
fine.
Yeah,
for real. You must got that.
Popping my dick bumps.
You should. Okay. Hey, girl, you want to go get a cappuccino? Because I got a really nice taste in pussy. And once you get a taste of it, you ain't never going back. Let me tell you about this. I know it's so good.
I don't think I should bring it up. Maybe not on the first date.
I think you should disclose how good your pussy is. That people are willing to let you pop pimples around their genitals. Why, just as long as they can go down on you. That's how bad they're craving your pussy, man. Dude, I'm happy for you, man. That must be awesome. Go ahead, take a swig of that drink, man. You have pussy confidence. Anytime you're having a bad day, I want you to remember that your pussy's so good.
Okay, I'm just going to make the facial expressions, and you do the voiceover.
The motivational? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, am I doing a motivational, or am I doing a voiceover
a
for you?
A voiceover for me about my pussy's small and so good. Tasting so good. Tasting.
Now am I talking?
Yeah, hey. You're the voiceover. I'm doing facial expressions.
I'm doing your voice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, why don't you come over here for a sec? My pussy tastes so good. It lingers on your tongue. Yeah, just like that. I like it done lizard style. Put my tongue like a marionette puppet. I just want to let you know that people are like, I'll let you do anything to me as long as I can eat your pussy out. And I said, I have a fetish for popping pimples. Can I humiliate you by bringing aware all the blackheads next to your penis while you're naked on your back and I'm sitting on your face and you're eating me out? And your chin is in my pussy a little bit. And I'm just picking at those blackheads and getting the big boys out, causing a cyst that I could come back to. I got one that I just milk over and over, and I just make you feel like dog shit. Can I do that? Because people have let me do that.
Yes.
Just so they could get a taste.
Wow, that was great, friend.
I think you should lead with that. Hey, what's your name? My name's Allie. Are you doing any shows in Chicago?
No, so I decided not to do like the rent a car and thing and stuff. And because originally I was supposed to be here longer, but then I had a JFL. I got a JFL audition. And then.
How was that?
I killed. Like.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
I did last year. And I thought that I definitely had it. And, you know, it's like my sixth time auditioning. Like, I don't get my hopes up about it anymore because it's pointless too.
Yeah, that's how I was. I had auditions. Now, did you have audience members mm-hmm. at your audition? I had my first, for those of you who don't know, JFL New Faces is like kind of like a rite of passage in the industry. I think it used to hold more weight than it mm-hmm. does. That's like Robin Williams did it. Wanda Sykes, like all these made like back in the day. I think I'd done it like 9 or 10 times at this point. And I was finally like my first audition. There were 20 people in the lineup. It was close to 20, 15 Ooh. To 20. At 10 p.m. There was no one there. There were 5 friends of a comic. And then the booker.
When was that?
And when did I go? 2022?
Oh, the year you went?
It was like
that was what your audition was. The year you went.
Yeah, and I just had to like project my energy and pretend that there was a full crowd and really perform. And then the callback was even worse. It was at the Comedy Store in the belly room, which if you don't know, there's the main room and then there's this weird smaller room. And it's still like, there's still great comics that perform there, but it's not like when you hear the Comedy Store. When you move to LA, you're like, I'm at the Comedy Store. And you're like, oh God, it's a bringer show. It was at 10 p.m. again. Like, you're seeing all your buddies and you're like, oh my God, you made it too. They wouldn't sell tickets. They said it was sold out, but instead there was like 10 or 12 Ukrainian tourists where English was their second language. It felt like a prank. Nobody else was there. These people didn't understand. Like, they were there. I feel bad. They were there for a regular comedy show. You have comics fighting for their lives. Sure. I was like, I have to pretend. I mean, I'm like a tornado on stage. It felt bad. And then I got it. So you never know.
You never know, my friend. That, like, I was sitting at the bar and Allison, who we both know, whose books was there, and some other comics were like around talking to her, and I'd said hey to her earlier, so I was just kind of sitting there, and probably like five different people as they walked out like stopped and were like, you were my favorite one, like that was so funny. And so I'm like,
good.
And she was like right there, so I think that's good. And then the guy that went right after me came up and told me afterwards, he was like, I was watching you up there and I got real scared to follow you.
Wow, what a compliment.
I was like, dude, you can, and he did. That's, it was really awesome. Funny. I was like, you did great. But that was a big compliment to me.
Wow, that's awesome.
So yeah, so that's now why you're in Chicago. I didn't do stuff because I'm just here for such a short period and it's Bradley's birthday and I just want to spend my time with him.
Did he have a great birthday?
Time of his life. Time
great wolf of his
life. Waking me up of his every life. Other hour, you know, during the night, because he wants to know, is it time to start the magic quest? Is it time to go to the arcade? And
you've laid down these ground rules time and time again.
Don't wake up until the sun's up. That's my rule. And so, but he'll still wake me up and be like, Allie,
right.
I'll say, yeah, sun's not up, huh? Nope. It's just like, thanks for waking me up to tell me the sun's not up.
Thank you, Brad.
He did. He knows jump it. He was in a dead sleep. And it was so funny. All of a sudden, he's in a dead sleep. He jumps up out of his sleep and goes, I'm going to do a yoga pose. I said, what? All of a sudden, he got up
what?
His Great Wolf Lodge, his wolf ears. He puts on his wolf ears and he's like, this is triangle.
Did he do triangle? Is that a real
pose.
Wow. Bradley's been doing yoga.
I'm doing some yoga. Proud of him.
Did you do it with him?
No, I was like sitting on the bed yoga? Trying to be real quiet, not to wake him up. And all of a sudden, he scared me.
Damn.
He jumped up and just like put his wolf ears on.
How late at night was that?
He had probably fell asleep around 8, and that was probably like 10.
Okay. So it wasn't like 2 or 3 in the
but
morning.
But around 2 or 3 in the morning, he didn't wake up, but he'll talk in his sleep sometimes. But this time he screamed in his sleep. He just like at the top of his lungs in the middle of the night just screams, ah, mommy! Mommy.
That's
and
terrifying.
I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
He had the time of his life.
And then you just fall back asleep. Time of his life.
And it's
friend.
So sweet. He'll say it too. I'm like, Allie, I'm having the time of my life, girl.
That feels really nice. When do you head back to New York?
Monday. Really early Monday. Super early.
Okay, so you're spending the rest of the week there.
Today's Friday, dude.
Super. Oh, fuck. I keep forgetting. It is, isn't it? I forgot I have a show tonight. Whoops. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not put me on? I'm trying my best here, babe. Babe, I'm trying my best here.
I've told you that's not good. That's not good enough.
Hey, man, last night, did one of those shows where I drove, it's like all the way in Santa Monica. It was like an hour drive. And I don't, you know, hey, listen, we've all promoted the shit out of shows and then have had light audiences. And that sucks. It was a lighter crowd. And the first comic, his whole set was about how he likes to fuck older women because their pussies taste like McDonald's water. You know, the water that has the residue of all the other flavors. You can get the remnants of those flavors in your water. He loves fucking older women because their pussies move when you fuck them.
Move?
And they move. M-O-V-E. Okay. And he likes older pussies because they swing open.
Like barn doors?
The lips just swing. He said the lips just swing open.
Hey, buddy, that's not just older
labia
women.
Like saloon doors. I know. I went up there and I was like roasting them. I was like, I got one longer than the other, buddy. But I was like, I got to listen to this shit still. I drove an hour. To come here to listen to some dude and then be like, I watch porn. I'm trying not to watch porn. I can't masturbate without watching porn. I'm like, get the fuck off stage. I was so annoyed. I was like, why are you doing this, man? It's not funny.
It's not funny.
He needs to have a taste of your pussy.
Yeah, right.
I was like pissed. I'm like, man, now I got to drive an hour back.
Sorry, dude. That sucks.
I was mad. I was not happy.
Sorry, man.
Just the content.
Sucks, right?
Why are people still telling jokes like this? Why are men still telling jokes like this? Who is telling these young men that this is funny?
Do not know.
Nobody was laughing. People were politely laughing. And the women were politely laughing. And it was like, you don't owe this man your laughter because you're uncomfortable or you're afraid he's uncomfortable.
I feel like in New York, people don't, like, politely laugh. Like, if it's not funny, they're not.
This show had polite laughter. And I'm like, you don't have to laugh at this. That's a forced laugh. Don't encourage this man to make fun of older vaginas.
Hey.
You're lucky you're getting fucked in the first place.
For real.
You know what I mean?
I bet he's not. I bet he's not getting fucked.
No, I doubt he's getting fucked. People who are having sex that are donging and getting donged down are not talking about pussies tasting like a McDonald's cup of water.
And like, that's not even a thing. That's not a thing people talk about.
That's not even a thing.
If your punchline and then you have to explain what it is and why it's funny, that's not a punchline.
Not a good punchline. Yeah. That's just you being a dumbass. I bet he has like 100,000 followers.
Probably.
We love the pussy bit, bro. Do the pussy bit. And then I went up there and I tried to talk about how old men's wieners taste like microwave hot dogs.
Did you say that?
Nobody. So yeah. Nobody was on board. Salty and shriveled up, bitch. God. Yeah. So, yeah. Is it cold in Chicago?
It started snowing just a little bit ago.
Now that's romantic.
Yes.
That's romantic. Did you have a romantic stroll? I guess you live in New York, so you see snow.
I was late getting here because there was a snowstorm. Winter storm.
Now, where was the snowstorm at? Winter storm?
A winter?
New York.
Winter storm.
A winter storm?
Did I say winter and winter the same?
You had that. Winter. 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 No, you're saying winter storm.
Winter.
I'm hearing winter.
Winter.
Winter is what I'm hearing.
Winter.
Yeah, winter. Yeah. Winter.
But now I feel like I'm listening to myself, and I feel like maybe I say it like W-I-N-N-E-R. Winter.
No, I would tease that because I say winter too, but I pronounce it like winner. Winner and winner.
Yep.
You hear different, that? Winner. Difference. Oh, he's a real winner. Oh, it's winter outside.
Yeah.
The er is down.
Yeah. Winner. Winner. Yeah.
Somebody made fun of me because I said naked wrong. They were like, you're saying naked. I'm like, that's naked.
What you say. Get naked.
Naked. Get naked.
Yeah, let's get naked. What do they think he's supposed to say?
And they were like, it's naked. Naked.
Naked?
Let's get naked. 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 Naked.
I want to get naked.
Because it's spelled with an A. Naked.
But that sounds weird to
naked.
Me. Let's get naked.
Naked. Let's get naked. Naked. I think we're saying naked right.
You know, I never can be sure.
Try it again.
When I say anything, if I'm saying it correctly, but neck, I've always
said I'm trying naked. My best, and my best ain't naked. Me too. It's naked. Naked.
Girl, I mean, I don't know. I love how you look naked. Was like, can you get naked? I would be like,
naked. Naked. Naked.
Naked.
Naked. Naked. I like the way you look naked, my love.
Why, thank you.
Hey, this is my couple partner.
I'll send you some more pictures.
And we like to get.
Oh, friend.
Is this a cyst? Will my lover like to pop my cyst? That's sick, Allie.
They were little black cats, man, and sometimes you would find pubic hair stuck in them.
Oh, God damn you. Sicko. I love it. I bet it was real gratifying
it
to
was.
Pull that out of that skin like
it was.
That. Dude.
Listen, and you know what?
Dude.
A lot of people like to pop pimples, and a lot of people watch pimple popping videos, because why would they be so popular?
Right, but nobody else is getting their pussy sucked and popping pimples at the same time. Bitch, that's porn. That's porn.
Yeah.
You could have made a lot of money, man. You could make a lot of money right now. You're telling me right now that there's not a fetish.
Probably.
Woman gets pussy eaten while popping dick blackheads.
I don't.
This is a real explicit episode. I can't wait to figure out where the ads are going to go. These generated ads, I still don't know what they are.
Oh my God. Naked.
Naked.
Lumi. Armpits, titties.
Which
coochie,
one is Lumi again?
That's the one, the jingle I made up for it.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't want to smell like smut.
Hey, did Keely, are you mad at us?
Yeah, actually, I have. I was worried about
me.
It this week because I've been looking at the reel we made about. With Keely's song, and I
Should
noticed
we make a
that,
different one?
That she hasn't done any kind of responding on that or anything, and we haven't received any messages since writing you the song, and we would just like to know, like, did you
I
like it, or do you want us to take the video down? I thought about it like three times this week. Like, damn, is Keely mad at us?
Because it was like, oh, this is fun. But as we are both comics, so the way we show love sometimes is roasting. But if you're not a comic, that can come across as bullying. I have come to discover. Keely, we didn't mean to bully
sorry.
You. We were just excited.
We just love the review so much.
And we tried our best, but it wasn't good enough. Well, Keely, we're going to sing you an intro. We're going to sing you a new song in our intro, I think.
Yeah, for sure, Keely.
Yeah, Keely, we're going to sing you an apology intro. So you've already heard it, and now we're telling you now at the end what we're doing.
shouldn't do it in the intro. Keely, we should do it right now.
Well, what if she doesn't listen to this part?
Maybe she just hears. What if she doesn't listen to the end? Voices and is so triggered.
She's like, yeah. Hey, Keely, this episode is about getting dogged down, but before we get into it, we need to sing you a song. Do you want to sing it now, an apology song? I'll lead it.
Sure.
You lead. I'll start it. You lead. I'll sing it. So are we going to do this at the intro, or should we just do it now?
I think it's okay just to have it now.
Okay, and then at the beginning, we'll say a disclaimer like, hey, Keely, are you mad at us?
Yeah.
Keely, are you mad at us? We tried to be funny, but we think we hurt your feelings, and we wanted you to know we were trying to laugh with you and not out you at. Mm-hmm. Let me retake that from the beginning. Keely, are you mad at me and Keely? Are you mad at Allie Keely? Won't you tell me? Are you mad at us today? We read your review on air and we sang you a song, but you didn't comment and we're both spiraling out because maybe it was a little mean in hindsight, but we thought we were kidding around.
Keely.
Keely, we just want to say thank you for the great review.
Thank you for the great review. Sorry we brought up the hoarder situation so much.
No, don't do it again.
Oh, fuck.
Listen, if y'all have been wanting to leave a review but have been too afraid to leave a review because we were mean, or might have been mean. We don't even know if we were mean.
Maybe it's great.
We don't even know. Okay, now, when you go to look up the reviews, do you
go to Apple Pod.
Is it on Apple that you can?
I go to Apple
Pod. Okay. I do, okay.
We did y'all get a message that podcast. Somebody's been trying to leave a review and it won't seem to let them.
Yeah. What does it say?
And I don't really know how to fix or change that.
Well, I can't find Apple.
On your phone, it's just called, like, Pod or something. Oh, my God. We got a new one.
What's up?
We got a new review.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm reading it here for the first time.
Well, how do I find this review? Because I don't have...
You have an iPhone, so just go to your search thing and type in Pod. And then a little purple thing should come up.
Oh, is this one from, I'll just have to keep something. If Allie and Ever could cure my butt disease by abstaining from recording their comedy podcast, and our savior Clay knows they can, I would have to choose a life of laughter and accidents because I couldn't live with myself if my healthy butt kept these smart butt lesbians from making their jokes. I'd probably die of clean underwear and sadness. Kia Dorothy, thank you.
Wow. That is so nice.
Okay. I can't find any more ratings. Somebody gave us a 1-star.
They did?
That wasn't nice. Guys, y'all, ladies, ladies.
Can we talk for a second a bit more about this wonderful review we just got about butt disease?
Oh my gosh, yes, but yes. 1 second. I grew up near Temple, and when I was 10, this is from Audrey, 4287. What's up, Audrey?
Where are you finding these reviews?
Also on Apple. So y'all, we got a 1-star review and probably a 2-star review from a homophobe. So thank y'all for giving us more 5 stars. We appreciate that. And if you haven't left a review yet, please do so. I grew up pretty near Temple. Where at? Heidenheimer? And when I was 10, our neighbor's pet baby possum, okay, tangled itself up in my hair so bad my mom had to cut it out with scissors. This podcast makes me feel understood like most people around me in New England. couldn't possibly begin to fathom. Audrey, Audrey, are you the same Audrey that used to ride my bus in elementary school?
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that would be tight.
Yes. Did you hear anything at school about a girl getting a blossom stuck in her hair or anything?
No, this girl was actually pretty popular and would invite me to all of her birthdays, but she would have them at McDonald's, but we were too poor to go, so my mom would never take me because we could not, if you could believe it, afford a present and McDonald's hamburger. And then Audrey just stopped inviting me. She was like, you never come to my birthdays anyways. And I was like, it's not my fault. thank y'all for being so gay. I'd listen to these Southern gay icons every day. Gonna get me some puppy breath and homosexual poison snakes. There may be some dookie dykes wearing flip-flops up in the streets, but you will see. Allie's gonna make them clean her boots, oh poo and pee. Ever's gonna wed Debbie. It's TT's, as TT's gonna, and TT's gonna say, it's to Clay we pray. Now, if you have never heard our podcast before and you're like, let me just see what people are saying about this podcast. What are they saying about this podcast? And you all of a sudden get to, if Allie and Ever could cure my butt disease by abstaining. Kia, what kind of butt disease do you have?
Yeah, we're very curious about that. About what kind of butt disease that has. Like, is it in your hole or like a cheek thing or, you know, the sphincter? Lots of.
When you say butt disease, are things just coming out here, man? Keely, I know this. I know this was about you today, Keely. But we went down a rabbit hole, and I'll just have to keep due. I can't read the headline.
I know, I can't either.
But
maybe that's something if we check it on the computer, we'll be able to.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes, great. Great. Well, y'all, we praise you and we thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope you've truly enjoyed today's episode.
Just so much was said.
So much was said. I feel like as I was reading the butt disease and the possum and the scissors, there was another thing I was supposed to tell you about my hiking experience.
There were.
I can't quite remember it.
Doing it on the trail. Or no, that you saw the butt plug. That, and you
I saw. Oh, this is a butt. The hug. Yeah. Well, either way, thank you all for listening, and we love you, and we appreciate all the reviews. Please keep them coming. Gay. You're gay.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.